You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Right, I've done it. It's happening. Don't let me down. Can you hear me? Nova! Come on, come on!
Doctor? Doctor, are you there?
And there she is! Of course I'm here. Where are you?
In the drainage tunnels. It's disgusting.
So you did it?
Yeah, I did it. You'll smell me before you see me.
Think of it as taking one for the team. Good work, Nova. You'd better be running.
As fast as I can. You will wait for me, won't you?
Oh, no! I mean, you've just saved the universe. Obviously, I'm just going to leave you in the lurch.
But you have done the thing. The temporal thing.
I have done the thing. Temporal thing radiating from the TARDIS like nobody's business.
Then we've stopped them.
We have stopped them, unless something goes very, very wrong. Isn't it time you surface from those tunnels?
Heading up now. It says Access 429BW. Is that near you, Doctor?
That's just a block away from Freedom Square.
You parked in Freedom Square?
Seemed appropriate. Once you're up top, you should be approaching me from the west side. Just keep your eye out for gamer guards.
Listen, we've got about 10 minutes until the entire grid shuts down. Every alarm in Central Arc will go off. They'll lock us up and forget about the key. I'm not going to be sneaking through crowds. I'll be belting straight towards you. Right, I'm at the top. I'm out. You better be waiting.
I'll be standing right by the TARDIS, looking out for you.
You bet!
Got the best headset you'll see in Freedom Square, my friend?
No, thanks.
Good prize. Best prize you'll find around here.
I don't doubt it, but I'm, just waiting for a friend. Sorry.
Maybe your friend would like to get hooked in. You never find a better game suite on offer. All the classics. You look like you prefer the classics.
Cheeky. Thanks all the same. No. Excuse me, got a call.
Oh, please yourself.
Is that the chef I was expecting?
Yeah,
can you see me?
Your little blue box, the only man not hooked into a game. Who wouldn't see you?
I like to stand out in a crowd. Get a move on! Oh no, here we go. Oh no, no, no! Time, Eddies, how did that happen? That's not supposed to happen. The opposite is supposed to happen.
Doctor, what the hell is going on?
I thought you said you'd activated my gizmo and sealed off the...
I did!
Well, somehow they managed to... That was too close for comfort.
Doctor, I honestly don't know how this could have happened.
Suppose I'm just going to have to take your word for that, aren't I? Come on, get in.
Oh, my God. It's coming right for us.
Keep away from it. Take my hand. Come on.
Doctor, no, I can't.
Nova? Oh, no.
What happened here, then?
Why didn't you run away like the other gamers?
Oh, too old to run. And anyway, I'm a great believer in fate.
Oh, you know.
Oh, yes, I've seen it with my own eyes. What is to be will be, I always say.
Well, what you always say is rubbish.
No need to be rude.
No need to be an idiot, but apparently that's not stopping you.
All right, I get it. You've lost your friend.
She wasn't my friend.
Not your friend? Look a bit too upset for her not to have been your friend.
What would you know about it?
Oh, I know a lot of things.
Such as?
You're not happy showing a strange old has-been like me that you're upset.
I'm not upset and you're not an old has-been.
I'll take the compliment.
Who says you're an old has-been?
The young gamers around here.
Well, they're not right.
It's what the younger generation always do. Laugh at the old people. When I was young, I was told I was too inexperienced to know anything. But now I'm old, apparently I'm not worth listening to. How come I missed out the bit in the middle when people think I know what I'm talking about?
I've heard a lot of people say that.
Oh, have you?
I think I've had it said to me once or twice.
Oh, you're not that old.
I'll take the compliment. What's your name?
Audrey. You must be new around here if you don't know my name.
I'm usually new around most places.
That's an odd thing to say.
I've heard that said before, too.
What was that thing that took your... not friend?
A time, Eddie. Have you not seen one before?
No. No, never. What's a time, Eddie?
Should be a freak occurrence. Sort of an accidental fold in the fabric of space-time. Happens once in a blue moon. Hardly anyone notices them, usually, but someone's been weaponizing them recently.
Weaponizing? It's a bit of a strong word, isn't it?
And they've been doing it right under your nose here on the Sphere of Freedom.
Flaming cheek. What, did your friend Nova work here?
How do you know her name?
Heard you say it.
You must have good hearing.
I have. I'm not completely knackered, you know.
Yeah, she worked here, in the galley. She helped me. I promised I'd help her, she took a big risk, and now she's gone.
Are you going to try and find her, then?
Well, I have to stop the Eddies.
Why's that?
Because they're ripping nasty great holes in reality.
Are they? Oh, everything seems all right now they've gone.
Yeah, everything seems all right, but if you keep ripping the fabric, it starts wearing thin, and one day, woof, it all just gets sucked into nothing.
How do you know all this?
Because of who I am, where I've been, what I've seen.
Oh, impressed with yourself, aren't you?
No, I just know who I am.
How come you met this Nova girl?
Because, as usual, I sniffed out some trouble.
Where?
On a planet called Earth. Have you ever heard of it?
No. Is it any good?
Can be, sometimes, yeah. But it's prone to getting into a lot of bother.
And that's how you met this Nova?
Sort of, yeah. Something made the TARDIS swerve back to London in 1959.
TARDIS? Swerve back 1959. I don't have a clue what you're on about.
Probably just as well. Now, that was a bit of a curveball, old girl. Let's take a look, shall we? Hang on, what's...
Right! Now I get it!
Are you talking to me?
No, don't worry about it. My lips are sealed.
I know I talk to myself sometimes, but that was ridiculous. Blimey, we've got time, Eddie's popping up all over the place. And that one's just got... Right, here we go.
Thank you, Sergeant. All right, quieten down, everyone, please.
It is 6 o'clock. This is an emergency news bulletin from the BBC. The centre of London has been declared an emergency zone and cordoned off after the discovery of a large unexploded bomb in Piccadilly Circus. The War Office has also reported the presence of 3 smaller incendiary devices which have apparently already exploded, causing considerable loss of life. There is no further information, but the Prime Minister has urged the people of London to show the same fortitude they exhibited during the blitz. Speaking earlier...
Good. Right.
Good? How's that good? Oh, people have died.
I meant that the cover story has gone out, not that... Who the devil are you?
The Doctor. Here's my ID.
The... Oh... War Office, eh?
Which means I'm in charge.
This is a military operation.
Captain Halloran, if you seriously think you know how to deal with just about 80 Roman legionaries displaced in time and space who probably think they're fighting spirits and monsters, then feel free to issue me with some orders. If not, maybe leave it to me. What do you say?
Displaced in... What the deuce are you talking about, man?
Well, they don't look like Nazi bombs to me.
Well, of course not. That's just the cover story. You should know that.
I do know that. But if you don't think they're actual real Roman legionaries, then what are they?
Well, they certainly look like Roman legionaries, but...
And have you had the casualty report?
Sergeant!
Yes, sir?
Good God. His injuries, they're horrific. Estimated more than 300 dead.
Yeah, that'll be more than 300 dead Londoners innocently going about their business in 1959 who should never have died. That sound reasonable to you?
Reasonable? Well,
Because it's not reasonable. It's the action of some madman or a mad thing or mad entity that should, frankly, know better.
Well, I still don't follow how that got here. Some sort of invasion attempt, a diversionary tactic to knock us off guard.
What? You think the Soviets are starting a sneaky invasion by trying to distract you with a bunch of commandos dressed up as Romans?
I say, I think you might have something there.
Oh, Captain Halloran.
Yes? Doctor?
Words fail me. And I wouldn't want to show you up in front of all these lovely people here, so let's just take a walk, shall we?
I've got to stop you there, sir.
Why? What's going on?
I'm sorry, sir, but...
He's from the War Office, Faraday. In charge. Codenamed the Doctor.
Nice to meet you, Lieutenant Faraday. You were saying?
Was I?
I'm sure you were.
Carry on, Faraday. Your report.
Well, the forward command post says they're slap bang in the middle of Piccadilly Circus, not even attempting to take cover.
They're in shock.
They're in shock? What about all those people they've butchered?
I'm not justifying what they've done, but they don't have a clue where they are or what they're supposed to do. My guess is that they were about to go into battle and suddenly ended up here.
I'm sorry, sir.
There's a War Office hush-hush intelligence, Lieutenant, isn't it, Doctor?
Whatever you say, Captain.
So, they're clearly not carrying any firearms, so if they won't surrender, we should be able to deal with them pretty easily.
You're going to shoot them?
They have just murdered over 300...
I know what they've done. Are you just here for revenge, or do you want to sort this situation out like grown-ups?
Like... Now, listen here.
I'm going to talk to them. You should probably come with me.
We've tried speaking to them over the loudhailer, sir. They don't really reply, or at least not in any lingo we understand.
You don't recognise any of it? Posh boy like you?
I beg your pardon.
I hate to break it to you, but they're Romans, so they'll be speaking in Latin.
Are you serious? Because my Latin's a bit rusty.
Well, it doesn't matter. No, I'm here.
Your Latin up to scratch, is it?
Iud mireris.
I beg your pardon?
You'd be surprised. Come on, Captain. It was a massacre.
We haven't been able to retrieve all the bodies.
So I can see. What were your orders before I arrived?
Contain, then capture if possible.
And if not, possible?
We've got an armoured division on the way.
You're planning to fire a tank shell into the centre of Piccadilly Circus?
If necessary.
Not that I'm in favour of any killing, but you do realise that bullets will go straight through their armour. Get down! It's all right! It's all right! Don't panic!
I'm not panicking.
I wasn't talking to you. Centurion, we've come to parley.
Faraday, prepare to open...
Just keep your hair on, Captain. Faraday, send a medic up here, right away. Flesh wound.
I'll be all right.
I know you will. Stop fussing. Centurion!
You. You speak our tongue.
We're speaking the same tongue. That's the main thing. What's your name?
I am Marcus Aurelius Gallius, and this is my century.
You can call me Doctor, and I'm tempted to say it's nowhere near your century, but I know you mean your legionaries. Although it's always bothered me that you only had 80 men in every century. What's that about?
You speak my tongue, but you babble like a fool.
All right, let me spell things out for you, Marcus. You were about to go into battle, that right?
The Mad Witch Boudicca's forces were ahead of us at Colchester.
Colchester, oh dear. And then you were suddenly here. Where do you reckon you are?
The realm of the gods? The underworld? It does not matter. As legionaries, it is our duty to prove ourselves in battle.
But the people you killed weren't warriors.
They were innocent civilians and you butchered them.
They were spirits with their metal beasts. They came screaming at us, louder than anything we have ever heard. But still, we did not fear.
Brave words, Marcus. And here's something else for you to get all macho about. See those men over there? They've got weapons that'll rip right through your armour without them having to come anywhere near you. And if you thought the traffic and screaming was loud, you wait until you hear their gunfire and artillery.
I do not understand you.
They'll wipe you out in seconds. That's what I'm saying.
We are not afraid to die.
I can get you back home so that you can be not afraid to die under Boudicca's chariots rather than here, at the wrong end of time. So what do you say?
You wish us to surrender.
A truce. Just a truce. Then I can transport you back to Colchester in my strange chariot. You'll have a fighting chance there, but if you stay here, waving your swords and spears around, you'll be blown off the face of the earth. That macho enough for you?
I do not trust you. Legionaries!
Doctor, they're going to attack. Faraday!
No, wait! Marcus, just...
Covering fire!
No! Ceasefire!
Medics, take care of the captain.
Steady on, chaps.
We've got them on the run, sir.
They've withdrawn to find a position of strength they can defend, and they've got the whole of the West End of London to choose their ground.
Well, we've got to find them before the situation gets completely out of control.
It's already out of control.
No sign of them yet, sir.
Damn. Show me the map, Faraday. Let me see. They made their escape up Shaftesbury Avenue, and we are... Is that Great Windmill Street?
Rupert Street, sir.
Rupert Street, I see. Well...
Look, while you two Charlies stand there stroking your chins, round about 80 terrified, lethal Romans are fanning out through the back streets. If they hit another of your cordons, they'll get slaughtered.
That'll be their choice.
And what choice did they get about coming here? Anyway, the noise we're all making, they're probably watching us now and planning an ambush. Hang on.
What? What's the matter?
Noise. I suddenly thought... Tell your men to stop moving.
Sir?
Do as he says.
Sergeant! Sergeant! Tell the men to stand very still and stay silent.
Sir? All right, you lot. Shh! And stop!
Good grief, what's that?
You should get that wound seen to properly, Captain.
But what are you doing?
Those Romans are wearing armour and carrying swords, shields and spears. Your boys may be flat-footed and noisy, but our legionary friends will be making a very specific sound. That's what I'm scanning for.
Scanning? You mean like sonar or something?
Or something.
But that looks like a sort of tool, a screwdriver.
Yeah, it is. Ooh. Hang on.
Have you found them?
Of course!
Quiet, man. They'll hear us.
Doesn't matter anymore.
What? But you just said...
I was listening for the sound of them. But instead, I got this.
Yes, but what is it?
The energy signature of some very specific time particles. I bumped into them on my way here, and these Romans are smothered in them.
Well, you wore off his bards and your lingo.
Which means I can follow them. Right, back to the TARDIS.
The what? Hang on, you can't just...
Yes, I can, because what I'm going to do will hopefully mean that none of these shenanigans will ever have happened.
What? The D-notice, you mean?
Whatever you like, Captain. You just stay here and play soldiers. I've got serious work to do.
I insist that Lieutenant Faraday accompanies you.
No thanks!
Get off him, Faraday. We can't have Whitehall officials wandering around unprotected.
Sir!
Where exactly are we heading?
We're not heading anywhere.
Eh?
I'm heading to the TARDIS. I didn't ask you to come along.
Just obeying orders, sir.
Well, we're here. Nice to have met you. Off you go.
This is Waterloo Bridge. I thought we'd be going straight to Whitehall.
No, I'm going straight in here.
But that's a police box.
Yeah, I know. Bye then.
I can hear that noise again.
Yeah. Sounds like more trouble on the way.
More trouble? What do you mean? More, Romans?
More who knows what. Bye! Oh, no.
What the hell is that?
More trouble. Looks like a time edit.
Eddie?
You better get in here before... Right. Whoever you are out there doing this, you clearly mean business, but newsflash. So do I.
In there, but that's just a police... Oh, my lord!
Goodness knows where poor Faraday has ended up. But you better watch out, because I'm coming to get you, whoever you are. And I'm not hanging about.
This way, then,
Why are you following me?
I'm not following you.
You are.
What makes you think I'm following you?
Well, you're walking behind me, and you look shifty.
I'm not shifty.
Like you're up to something.
I am up to something. I'll give you that.
Well, go and be up to something somewhere else, if you don't mind. This is my route to work, so take a turning and toddle off.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I really do have to go this way.
Why is that shiny bit of tech making that noise?
Well, if I told you, you'd say I was up to something.
You've already admitted that.
Yeah. How about I walk on ahead, then I won't be following you.
But then I'll be following you.
Are you just being awkward or what?
So that's how you met poor Nova.
Poor?
The hard-working cook from the galley.
I thought you didn't know much about...
Come to think of it, she's been here quite a while. Seen her around. She works in the Central Arc.
I said, she took me there.
Did she? How did she manage that?
Excuse me.
I thought you went on ahead.
I did, but then I waited for you.
Why? Because you're up to something.
What's the Central Arc?
Seriously, that's hilarious.
I just want to know what I'm dealing with before I go in.
Not from round here, are you?
Is that a crime?
Yeah. Could be if you tried to get in there without a security pass. You haven't got a pass, have you?
Trust me, I've got that covered. Are you going to tell me what the Central Arc is?
How could you turn up on the Sphere and not know what the Central Arc is?
The Sphere?
Did you just fall out of the sky or something?
Sort of, yeah.
And what do you think is stopping me from going right up to the security desk there and telling them I'm being harassed by someone who's up to something?
I'm a pretty good judge of character.
That sounds like a challenge.
It seriously isn't. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm trying to work out exactly what I make of you.
Well, while you're doing that, maybe you could tell me where I am and what that place is.
You're on the Sphere of Freedom.
Freedom?
Yeah.
Where you need a security pass.
Yeah. And that Central Arc there is what controls the games everybody's so obsessed with these days. You must have seen them all in the square.
What sort of games?
When you fell out of the sky, did you land on your head?
Ha ha! Sometimes feels like it.
Okay, okay. Immersive reality games.
Immersive reality? You mean like Geraldo's World? I love Geraldo's World, where all the cakes are triangles and you have to find out which five-legged dung snatcher's got your wallet.
Maybe.
Or did they have seven legs? Might have been seven legs.
To be honest, I don't play them much. I prefer the 2D vids.
Oh, but immersive reality games are great.
There's certainly big business round here.
Round here?
Yeah. They reckon over 1,000 star systems are hooked up to them.
So, we're talking billions of people?
At least. We're just the main planet generating the interfaces.
And you're telling me that you don't play them?
Yeah, we get some free access, but to be honest, I'm too knackered for all that. It's hard work in the galley.
Yeah, but how did she get you in?
Why do you want to know?
Because the security here is massive. Everything's ultra secret and impossible to get into.
Maybe, but not for me.
Oh, you're special, are you?
Are you having a go at me?
Anyway, we got in. That's the important thing.
What did you do when you got in there?
Okay, so you got past security. God knows how. But now what? I'm not taking you to the galley. They'd spot you a mile off.
So security's tight inside as well?
Everything's tight, including their fists when it comes to work and conditions.
All this impressive architecture and they can't afford to pay one of the galaxy's greatest chefs a decent wage.
Pay? They take the mickey. But as it goes, I am pretty good at what I do.
I don't doubt it. Hang on. I don't even know your name.
Nova.
Nova? Just Nova?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I just thought you might be Nova Smith or Brown or Zingachelarian or something.
Well, I'm not. How about you?
Just call me Doctor. So you're telling me your wages are rubbish?
Wages?
What they pay you?
They don't pay us anything. Like most people here, you get a food credit allowance for the dispensaries, a company sleep unit downtown and free access to low-end games and vids.
That sounds like slavery.
Does it?
Why are you here?
Just lucky. 11th generation human refugee. Economic downturn. Starvation on the outer worlds. Got a chance for indenture here. My parents took it and sent me off. They said it was my only chance.
And what happened to your parents? Sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
When you take indenture, you don't look back. Ever.
Oh, brave new world that has such people in it.
You talk funny.
I do, yeah. Sometimes. Nova, I need your help.
How could I possibly help you? And what do I get in return?
Well, I could take you somewhere nice to live.
Yeah, right. Oh, God! I'm late! Ugh.
So you lied to her?
I meant what I said.
But you didn't deliver?
Something went wrong. I don't know what, though.
Oh, so not so special after all, are you? Eh?
I never said I was.
What did you think you were going to achieve? Breaking into the Central Arc?
In case you weren't paying attention earlier, I was trying to stop someone from ripping a fatal hole in reality.
Doctor, are you down here?
Psst.
I told you to wait back there in the supplies cupboard. What the hell are you doing down here?
You found me though, didn't you?
That's not the point.
The point is that I got some interesting readings. I thought they were coming from down this end, but when I got here...
So do you want me to show you where all the clever stuff is or what?
Yeah, of course. I assume it's down this way from my readings.
Never mind your readings. It's in the opposite direction.
Oh, weird.
Follow me or you're going to get us both in trouble. I've only got a 10-minute break.
Ah, that's more like it.
So, here it is.
That's why I got confused earlier.
You're permanently confused if you ask me.
What I mean is that the temporal readings are so powerful, they're reflecting all over the place. It would have been impossible to find this without your help, Nova, so, you know, thank you.
Thanks, but you'll never get in there.
Security?
Security. They've probably got us on camera already.
Then no point me disabling them now. Psychic paper it is.
Psychic?
Slightly. Follow me.
No entry beyond this point.
Hello. It's all right. We're meant to be here. Here, see?
Systems spot check, highest authority. I see. But why have you brought a chef with you?
Hungry work. Only kidding. She's undercover.
Unlike you. What are you wearing?
It's all a rage. Somewhere. And anyway, I distract attention from her. She's the real brains, you see.
Don't overdo it.
Look, are you going to let us in a while? Signature I picked up in the TARDIS on the way to London, 1959.
That's just words.
Doesn't matter, I was only saying it for my benefit.
Just as well.
Now then.
So what's interesting?
All of it.
No, I mean you said you got some interesting readings.
Oh yeah, I can't put my finger on it. Something familiar. Oh, look at you. You beauty.
Beauty? How can that not be beautiful? It's just computery stuff.
But it's been engineered by a genius.
I'll take the compliment.
But what I'm looking for is something useful that will help me with the Ravagers.
Are you planning on breaking it?
Would it bother you?
Well, not sure. It put everyone around here out of a job.
All jobs that no one actually gets paid for. Some might argue I'd be setting everyone free.
So you are going to break it?
No, nothing wrong with immersive reality. I don't want to spoil anyone's fun, but...
But? And can I just remind you, I'm overdue back in the galley. The head chef is going to make my afternoon a misery because of you.
Ah, but I promised to get you away from all this.
Did you really mean it?
Why would you help me if you thought I might not mean it?
Because my life really is that dull.
Never mind that. What did you actually discover in there?
All right, keep your hair on. Anyway, I'm not sure why I'm telling you all this.
Because you're upset. You lost your friend, and you know it's your fault.
So what are you, my therapist? Is there a bill to pay at the end of all this?
I'm just trying to help in my little way. Over the years, I've helped a lot of sorry souls.
Have you now? And I'm your latest sad case, am I?
Maybe I could. I don't know. Help you get Nova back?
Well, it's a kind thought. But I don't see how you could help.
How do you know until you tell me what you found in the Central Ark?
It won't mean anything to you.
Why not try me? Leap of faith, Doctor.
Are you saying you think I'm too thick to understand?
No, I'm not saying that at all. You strike me as a very intelligent person whose life is being wasted in slavery.
Oh, thanks. Now I feel much better.
All right, for what it's worth, what we have here is basically some massively complex space-time technology, probably nicked from somewhere else, that's somehow directing the time eddies and feeding information from them into an immersive reality game called Fugitives.
Fugitives? Yeah, I've heard of that one. It's well exclusive.
Have you ever played it?
Nah, not many here have. It's too expensive. Rumour is it could blow your mind. They say it's reserved for some really posh, rich aliens who absolutely love it. They say it's how the Sphere mainly makes all its money. What are these time eddies you mentioned?
Bad news. Worse than I thought. I can see from this that there are billions of them, and they're all causing minor distortions in history and progressive damage to the vortex, which could cause the implosion of space-time itself.
And that's, I'm pretty sure, a bad thing.
Not if you don't mind the universe being destroyed. Do you mind about that?
Of course I do.
You sound like an expert.
A keen amateur, sort of.
What do you mean by... Hang on. What's that? Let me just...
What are you doing? I thought you said you weren't going to break it.
I'm not.
But you've just taken that bit out.
You funny little control node thingy. Something about... I don't know. I'll take a closer look later. But you're due back to the galley, aren't you? Don't want you getting into too much trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only an hour late now.
That thing you took.
What about it?
You still got it?
What if I have?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I was just wondering if it helped you come up with your plan.
What plan?
You didn't have a plan.
I might have done.
Seemed like you and Nova were up to something. She was running away after all, wasn't she? Eh? And when she got snatched away and you said you had to stop these eddies. So, yeah, I reckon you had a plan. Something involving this.
My TARDIS?
Funny sort of name. What does it mean?
Never you mind. But, as it happens, yeah, you're right. I did come up with a plan. Hello?
Where the hell have you been?
Coming up with a plan.
In that little box?
The TARDIS, yeah.
The TARDIS? Weird name. Just about right for the sort of place you'd hang out in. What have you got in there?
All sorts. Have I annoyed you or something?
You do realise you've been gone for 3 weeks, don't you?
No. Really?
Yes, really.
Oh, sorry. Time flies.
Not for me, it doesn't. Listen, are you some sort of time traveller?
So, what do you know about time travellers?
Oh, this and that. So, anyway, you've got a plan, then?
I have.
Go on, then. What is it?
What do you think of that?
I think it looks like you've been looking for parts in a bin.
You can find some great things in a bin.
How is that... ridiculous-looking thing, a plan?
Put simply, you have to plant it in the server room to seal off the time eddies from the Central Ark's game core.
Do I now?
Yeah.
And how am I going to get in there again?
Because the last time I was there, I reprogrammed the security protocols to upgrade your clearance.
Then you'd already thought up your plan when we were back in there before.
Mostly. Now, have you got a watch?
What's a watch?
For telling the time? A chronometer? You wear it on your wrist?
You might.
Never mind, here's one.
Oh. Thanks.
You wear it like this. Put it on. No, here, I'll help.
What's this gonna do?
We'll synchronise watches, you see. Both are set at 27:43. Press that button in 3, 2, 1.
Pretty retro. Did I do it right?
Yeah, brilliant. It's what they do in all the best war movies.
You've lost me.
Never mind. It just means that we can agree a time for the two of us to do something separately without having to call each other up and risk being detected or overheard or both.
And what are we going to do separately?
Like I say, you're going to plant my gizmo in the server.
And what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to release an enormous pulse of temporal energy from the TARDIS to activate the gizmo.
Because you're a time traveller and that box is your time machine.
Yeah.
Oh. And what will that pulse do?
Pay attention, Nova. I said it'll seal the eddies off from the Central Arc Gaming servers. Then you'll have about 20 minutes to get out of there before everything goes crazy.
You've gone crazy.
Is that a step up from shifty?
More sideways.
And here is a state-of-the-art comms unit.
Now that is impressive. Ooh, very sleek. But I thought you said we were synchronising watch things so we don't have to call each other.
Ooh, she's sharp. But this has got a route planner on it to get you out via the drainage system. And you can call me once you're down there, shielded from their security scans by 15 feet of wet bricks and effluents to let me know that you're okay.
Why would I do that?
Because I'm getting you away from all this.
Oh, you remembered.
And we'll need to get out of here pronto before some very cross security people find us and lock us up.
So we're officially committing a crime?
They'll think so. What I'll actually be doing is just messing up this fugitives game of theirs, leaving everything else intact. Everybody's happy. Except the rich, posh aliens, who are probably rich enough to find something else to get addicted to. Sound okay to you? What's the matter?
I'm just thinking.
You thinking about not helping me?
No, I'm going to do it. Might as well. But I'm just thinking that if you turn out not to be bonkers...
Yeah?
To be honest, I'm going to be pretty surprised.
But it all went wrong, didn't it?
It all went to plan.
Except that Nova got swallowed up by a time eddy.
Yeah, that bit went wrong.
And you were supposed to be shutting the time eddies down.
I thought I had.
But you hadn't.
No, you're right. And now she's gone. But I'm going to get her back. I made a promise.
So it all went to plan, except that it didn't work. At all.
That about sums it up, yeah. Know anything about that?
Why should I know anything about it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because you knew Nova's name?
What's that got to do with anything? Anyway, I said I heard you say it.
Did you, though? And you knew my name, too.
Did I?
Yeah. A little while back, you called me Doctor, and I hadn't introduced myself.
I overheard Nova say it.
Do a lot of overhearing, do you?
I do, as it happens. And anyway, you mentioned it to me when you were telling me all that stuff.
So, which is it? Overhearing... or me telling you?
Oh, I don't really remember, love. I am an old has-been, after all.
When it suits you, eh?
What are you getting at?
Do you think I was born yesterday?
Well, since you're a time traveller, I suppose that might be possible.
That's more like it. Now we're getting to the root of your friendly concern. Who are you really?
Well, the fact that you don't know is something of a crushing disappointment for me, Doctor.
Is it now? Offended your ego, have I?
You have no idea. Clearly. And I suppose this must be the moment when I tell you.
Tell me what?
That my name is Audra Mahinson, and I'm the CEO of the Sphere of Freedom.
Ah, so you're the one who thought it'd be a good idea to wreck all of space and time just to make an immersive game more appealing to some rich aliens.
Yes, I'm aware of the fake stories circulated about me.
Oh, fake, is it? So what's the truth? Why are you trying to destroy the universe? Just asking on behalf of countless trillions of species, you understand?
I can't work out if that's just very lazy thinking on your part, Doctor, or whether underneath all your technological know-how, you're just some kind of simpleton.
Yeah, that's me. So simple-minded that clever insults like that go straight over my head. Is this where you arrest me and lock me up?
Well, I certainly think it's wise if I give it a go. Guards, now!
Pretty predictable.
But necessary. Open fire as ordered.
Sorry, Audrey! Must dash!
All right. Cease fire. It won't do any good. Trouble's over for now. Off you go. Activate central arc targeting beam now, please. Hurry up! He's getting away. That's better. Proceed. me in touch.
What the heck's going on?
Your TARDIS has been swallowed up by a time eddy, Doctor. Haven't you worked that out yet?
You're right.
I don't make false claims.
Except when you're pretending to be a harmless old lady.
That was a necessary deception.
Oh, yeah? Why?
There's really no point in my telling you now. It might be counterproductive.
What makes you say that?
I feel I have to be very careful what I say around you. Besides, you've got other problems to occupy your vast intellect just now.
My vast intellect? I thought you'd never notice.
Have you worked out where the time Eddie has taken you?
No, because you're distracting me.
Well, do take a look, by all means.
What have you done, Audrey?
Now you see it. Now tell me, what do you make of it?
It's a neutron star. The result from the supernova explosion of a supergiant star.
Yes. That's what I thought when I first saw it.
You mean it isn't?
It may have started that way, Doctor.
What's that supposed to mean?
I take it you know how destructive it can be if you were to stray into the influence of its gravity.
Not even the TARDIS could withstand that.
Yes, I thought as much. But I'm afraid it's even worse than that.
What are you getting at? Stop playing games and just tell me.
Look closer, Doctor. Look into the heart of it. You can magnify images in that machine of yours, I take it.
What is that?
Or more accurately, what are they?
Life forms!
That's right. It's packed full of life forms, an incalculable number of them. And do you know what they want, Doctor?
I'm betting you're gonna tell me.
To devour all matter in the universe. They've been working their way across eternity, leaving a trail of destruction and emptiness wherever they go.
Why are you sending me towards them?
Because, Doctor, you're next on the menu.
But why?
That's for me to know and you to find out.